Trump to extend tariff deadline to August 1st, keep rates at 10% during talks. President Donald Trump will sign an executive order Monday to extend the deadline for tariff negotiations. On July 7th, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told reporters that Trump will sign the order to move the deadline to August 1st from its current date of July 9th. The extension comes as the administration is increasing pressure on trading partners to form unilateral trade deals with the United States. Before Monday's expected extension, Trump set a 90-day deadline to finalize new deals that were set to expire on Wednesday. The executive order will also keep tariffs fixed at their negotiation period level of 10%. Had the extension not been granted, those tariffs would have reverted to the level set in April, when Trump announced a broad tariff schedule with most of the United States' international trading partners. In the same press conference, Leavitt said the United States will be sending out letters to at least 12 countries about updates to tariff policy. Before Leavitt's press conference, Trump posted the contents of two letters sent to the leaders of Japan and South Korea on his Truth Social account. They set the tariff rate at 25%. In the following hours, he posted letters addressed to the leaders of Kazakhstan, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and South Africa. Those letters set the tariff rate for Kazakhstan and Malaysia at 25%, South Africa at 30%, and Laos and Myanmar at 40%. Those rates are slightly lower for Kazakhstan, Laos, and Myanmar than the amount announced in April. Malaysia's rate increased by 1 point, and South Africa's rate remained the same. So far, the negotiation period has yielded new trade agreements with China, the United Kingdom, and Vietnam. Earlier on July 7th, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the United States was anticipating making a number of announcements ahead of the previous Wednesday deadline. "We've had a lot of people change their tune in terms of negotiations. So my mailbox was full last night with a lot of new offers, a lot of new proposals," Bessent said in an interview with CNBC. "So it's going to be a busy couple of days." On July 6th, Trump said in a Truth Social post he would raise the tariff rate on the BRICS nations in retaliation for anti-American policies. BRICS is an emerging market coalition led by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and now includes Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates.